Hey guys, welcome to another episode. I hope you've enjoyed my last few that I've made. This week, or couple of weeks, has been kind of rough, so I'm sorry for not posting when I said I was going to. In my last episode, we discussed lionfish, including what they looked like, their spines, how they're poisonous, how big they grow, and about how much they eat. I'm pretty sure I started why I'm doing a couple, stated why I'm doing multiple episodes, but in this case, anyone who's wondering, it's because the lionfish has so much to talk about and it's so interesting. Like, they have a lot of information that I think is valuable to learn, and it's really fun to talk about. Well, and of course teach you guys, because, you know, that's the whole point of this, isn't it? Most of you probably think that the lionfish is scary and that it will attack you. This is not the case. Lionfish are actually pretty peaceful creatures. The ocean is one of the most peaceful places on Earth, in my opinion. I go snorkeling, like, almost every week. Being under the water is just so beautiful. Lionfish aren't aggressive, and they just, like every other animal, like a dog, cat, bird, snake, or bee, they get irritated just like everybody else, or they feel threatened. So, of course, they're gonna, you know, be a little more aggressive towards you if they feel like you're threatening them. But speaking of threatening things, did you know that the lionfish is actually not native to Florida and that it threatens our reefs and fish, or that it slows down traveling for people on vacations? And all of that is 100% true. It does do all three of those things. According to smithsonandmag.com/science/nature, I'll include all that, but they have eaten or starved out, like, local fish, and they've also disrupted commercial fishing and threatened the tourism industry because they eat a lot of fish. Like, I'll go over how much they eat, but they eat a lot of our reefs out to the point where our reef doesn't have enough to sustain itself. But some experts believe that they are widespread and that their effect on the ecosystem will be almost impossible to reverse. So anything they're doing now is gonna be very, very hard to reverse and fix because there's just so much damage that they're doing. The lionfish are actually native to the warm tropical waters of the Indian and South Pacific Oceans. I'm pretty sure I said that, like, when I first started talking about them. They're nearly 10,000 miles, like, away from Florida is their native place, is 10,000 miles away from Florida. Back to the, where the experts believe that they have a big effect on the ecosystem. A study released by, I don't know the name of their school, but it's a state university, last year that found in just 5 weeks, lionfish reduced the number of young fish by almost 80%. Young fish, so we're talking about smaller than them, pretty much. We're not talking about any older or anything like that, but they eat them out, like, okay, not like that. I know that sounds really weird, but, like, they eat them to the point where they're extinct because there's just nothing left on that reef. You know what I mean? Yeah, you know what I mean? Eat them out of existence is probably more appropriate, but eat them out of existence of that reef. There's still more of those fish, just not at that reef. I'm really bad at explaining things if you haven't noticed. So, the lionfish was first seen in the waters of South Florida as long as, like, 1985, and were considered to be established invasive species by 2000. So, there was a kind of, like, a little gap there, because we didn't really know much about them, but they started repopulating really fast, so it obviously, we knew something was wrong, and we've never seen them before. Today, to, you know, dial down their population, they're illegal to kill anywhere, at any time, as long as, you know, you're really killing them and not any other fish. But you can spear fish, you can fish them, you can trap them, and people do eat them. They're actually pretty good eating. I think I've had them, I don't remember. But I know that they're not horrible. But yeah, if you ever see a lionfish, you know, while you're snorkeling or anything, I advise you to kill it. Not to be mean, but, you know, to save our reefs and stuff, because, you know, we're kind of almost out of those, because they're, you know, really endangered, like, every reef. Even man-made ones, they're pretty endangered. So, yeah. please help our reefs and kill the bad fish. And they're not just killed and, you know, left there. Like, people that kill them for a living, they actually bring them to, they bring them to restaurants and things like that for food. So, if you haven't tried a lionfish, go try it. But that's a lot on, why they're invasive. You need to know a little bit more about them. Also, I'm supposed to be doing 10 episodes, but I'm only going to do 6. Our teacher changed it to 6 now, so we're not going to be doing 10. You know, it actually helps me, you know. Hey, but we're not doing 10 at all. We're only doing 6. This is my last episode. I'm glad I got to share with you guys all my, you know, knowledge about the cool kind of fish that I think everyone should know about. That most, well, not most, but a lot of people probably don't. And again, people, I think people that are scared of the water just don't understand it. They don't know what's in there. And yeah, you don't know what's in there, but you shouldn't be scared of something like that. You know, you're just living your life in fear. It's gonna sound really cheesy, but YOLO. But no. Yeah. It's my last episode, guys. And I hope you enjoyed the last ones. And I hope maybe one day I'll be back here doing it again. But until then, I hope you guys have a great life. And you live it to your fullest. And you have an amazing day. And yeah. Bye.